بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Most respected elders and friends, all the people that are listening to the program over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, this will be the last session of Islamic Finance, Business and Economics for this year. We will resume next year when the Isha time becomes earlier, inshallah. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed us with innumerable bounties and favors. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count and try to enumerate the bounties and favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala upon us, you will never ever be able to do that. One of the greatest ni'mats and greatest bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala upon us is the bounty of Iman. If a person has everything of the world, but he does not have Iman, he's got nothing. And if a person does not have anything of the world, but he's got Iman, he's got everything. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala presents a comparison between two persons in the Quran Kareem. One is a slave. He is not the owner of his own body, let aside him owning anything else. But he's got Iman in him. And on the other side, there is a person that has all the comfort and the luxuries of the world, but he does not have Iman in him. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكْ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ. A slave who's got Iman in him, he's better than that person who's in kufr, he's in shirk. He does not have Iman in him. He's got all the comfort and the luxuries of the world, although outward and apparently you may give respect and honor to that non-Muslim. In the sight of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the slave with Iman is more superior in the sight of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We should thank Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for this Iman. We should preserve our Iman, live with Iman and die with Iman. Every day we should say, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasoola. I'm happy with Allah as my Rabb. I'm happy with Rasul as my Nabi. I'm happy with the religion of Islam as my deen and my sharia. Thank and glorify Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for this. One is Iman, and one is the salient features of Iman. To bring Iman is farz, and to respect the salient feature of Islam is also farz. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person who respects the salient feature of Deen and Islam, it is from the piety of the heart. Salient feature of Islam refers to all those things that are synonymous to Islam and Deen. For example, the masjid. Anybody who look at a masjid, his mind will go to Deen and Islam. Anybody will talk about Qibla, his mind will go to Deen and Islam. Anybody talks about the Kaaba Sharif, his mind will go to Deen and Islam. So to respect all the salient features of Deen and Islam is farz. Likewise, kufr, shirk, ascribing powers to Allah, that is haram. And to respect the salient features of kufr is also haram. Many Muslims who are living in non-Muslim countries and as minorities, we face various challenges to protect and preserve our deen and our iman. One is to protect your iman, practice on iman, and the other is to save ourselves from the external force of kufr and shirk having an effect in our lives. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives an example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. He was living in an environment of kufr, living in an environment of shirk. But he always preserved his tawheed, his oneness of Almighty in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Recite to the people, narrate to the people the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah refers to the Tawheed, the understanding of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in Tawheed as Rushd. وَلَقَدْ آتِيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَ. We have given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam understanding. That understanding was that of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He was surrounded with people of kufr and shirk. Family people were involved in kufr and shirk. But he safeguarded himself and he protected himself to the extent that he risked his life in protecting his tawheed and the values of deen and iman. In a place not far away from Turkey, one of the places around Turkey, Stanley Urfa, in a place which is called Balikligol, the birthplace of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, those two pillars are still there, representing where the king of that time threw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the fire, through a catapult. And not far from there, that fire, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala converted it into a garden of paradise. Ya naru kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Today, that place, there's a lake there with unique fish. I've seen that place. And when you go to that place, then you think, you remember that this was a place where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was faced with the force of kufr and shirk. But he didn't compromise. He protected himself, he safeguarded himself from the force of kufr and shirk. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives an incident of the seven youngsters who took refuge in the cave. They were also in an environment of kufr and shirk, but they didn't compromise. They looked after the iman, they looked after the values of iman. One of the sahaba, Ashray Mubashara, Hadith Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his father, Zayd ibn Amr, in the time of Jahiliyyah, when that environment was infested, that environment was saturated with kufr and shirk, but he preserved his tawheed, his oneness in Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one occasion, he was sitting by the Kaaba Sharif. It was a day of celebration, and he saw the people at that time getting animals and sacrificing the animals in the name of the idols. So he told to them, that can't you people understand, Allah is the one that created the animals. Allah sent down the, created the fodder for the animals. You're supposed to sacrifice the animals in the name of Allah, not in the name of the idols. We understand from this, whichever environment we are in a non-Muslim environment, do not get affected with the environment, safeguard our iman, safeguard our values of iman. In this part of the year, entire world is gearing itself for Christmas and Christmas festivities. And unfortunately, because of the different type of print media, electronic media, many of our Muslims also get caught up in this. This part of the year, Christians, they even propagate the Christian beliefs, their philosophy, their thinking, their ideology. And many of our Muslims get caught up in that. And that is why it is important for us to maintain our beliefs and refreshing ourselves on who is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. What is our belief on Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? We as Muslims, we believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is one of the most respected prophets of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And until and unless we don't have respect for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as a revered prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as an important article of our faith, then we are not Muslims. Our Iman, our Islam teaches us to have the greater amount of respect for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We have the greater amount of respect for the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Maryam alayhi salam, Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Greater amount of adab and respect for her. It is unfortunate that we don't portray to the world, to the Christian world, our respect and our reverence for Maryam alayhi salam. Once, in the UK, I was giving a tafsir of Surah Maryam. And it was propagated, it was been broadcasted over the radio stations there. And we decided to use some terminologies in the interest of the Christian listeners. So we named it the chapter of Mary. So in the introduction, it was explained with the virtues of Maryam alayhi salam. And one of the things that we mentioned, that we the Muslims, the way we respect Mary, that millions of Muslim women, their names are Mary, their daughters' names are Mary, our sisters' names are Mary. I even mentioned that my mother's name is Mary, my daughter's name is Mary, and that's the amount of adab and respect we have for Mary. Alhamdulillah, after explaining the fazail, the virtues of Maryam alayhi salam, on that particular day, there were 11 Christian women that came to a masjid and they've accepted Islam. And as I carried on with the tafsir of Surah Maryam, then in that year, before I left that place, at least 22 women, they came, they accepted Islam. This I'm only mentioning because we don't make dawah and we don't tell the Christian world what is our values of Isa alayhi salam, what is our thinking about Mary and so forth. Maryam alayhi salam, we believe in the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And we also believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke from the cradle. Inni Abdullah, Atani al-Kitab, waja'alani nabiyya, waja'alani mubarakan aynama kunt. He told from birth that I am the slave of Allah. Allah will bless me. Allah has made me responsible to show adab and respect to my mother. So we believe in these things. And we also believe that he became a victim of oppression, persecution, and Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala lifted Isa alayhi salatu wasalam from the dunya. Unlike the Christian world, they believe that he was crucified and then he came back to life. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّيَ لَهُمْ. The Jews at that time, they didn't kill him. They didn't even crucify him. They were put in a great doubt. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala raised him. And it is our belief, our aqeedah, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will send Isa alayhi salatu wasalam back into this world. There's a hadith, Hadr Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. I take an oath in that being in whose hand is my soul. لَيُوشِكَنَّ يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمْ حَكَمًا عَدَلًا. The soon Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will send down Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the world as a just ruler. فَيَكْسِرُ السَّلِيبُ. He will break the cross. The concept of the cross and the concept of crucifixion has no place in Islam. وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرُ. He will stop the harvesting of pigs. وَيَدَعُ الْجِزْيَ. The entire world will become Muslim, so there won't be the concept of jizya and taxation. And حَتَّى يُفِيدُ الْمَالِ. There will be so much of wealth, he'll present wealth to people, حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلَهُ أَحَدٌ. Nobody will even accept wealth. The whole world will be rich and wealthy. To them, there won't be any value for wealth. حَتَّى يَكُونَ السَّجَّةُ الْوَاحِدَةُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. At that time, making one sajda in the world, it will be more valuable to each and every person than the entire world and its contents. That will be the value at the time when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come in the world. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come in the world, he'll get married, he will have children, he will live in the world for 45 years, until he will pass away, and he will be buried with me in my qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, I will raise in one qabr with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and on my side will be Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. This is all our belief, our aqidah about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nowadays, this Christmas, it has become more a commercial activity surrounded with Christian beliefs. Many of our Muslim people, unfortunately, business people get caught up in this. They will decorate their shops in preparation for the Christmas season. They would put outside on the shops, Merry Christmas. Or they would also have the Christmas Father, the Santa Claus. They would also put the Christmas tree in there. Now all these are salient features of kufr. And as Muslims, we jealously guard our iman. Tawheed in the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We would never compromise in tawheed in the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave his life for tawheed. The youngsters in the cave, they gave their life for tawheed. Here all is required of us to do business, but don't get caught up with external force of kufr and shirk. That's the least we can do. Our ulama has mentioned that kufr is haram, and to make the azim of kufr, to respect kufr, to give reverence to kufr is also kufr. And therefore, we need to be very, very careful. We need to guard ourselves from all this. To even wish your customers Merry Christmas, it is an expression of accepting the concept of Christianity, the concept of Christmas, whereas in Islam there is no basis for that whatsoever. If a person did not say it out of ta'zim, then that also is wrong. It's something that is abhorrent. Yes, if it's not out of ta'zim, it won't be kufr, but it is still haram. It is also prohibited to do so. Sometimes the thought comes in a person's mind that customers would only come in if they would see the Christian celebration. They would find the Santa Claus there, the Christmas tree there, the Christmas buntings there. Not only the customers will come in. Our belief is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Talabu kasbil halal farizatum ba'd al fariza. To earn a halal income, it is an obligation after other obligations. Just as to earn halal income is necessary, to adopt all halal means is also necessary. And to stay away from haram and haram means is also necessary. Sometimes the thought often comes to our mind that what if my turnover won't be correct if I don't adopt this means where everybody else is adopting the means. Our belief is the customer does not come there and he doesn't buy and our rosy is not because of the means. It is Allah is our razik. Allah is our provider. Allah puts it into the heart of the people to go and buy from there. So you can decorate, but don't decorate in the way that represents Christianity, Christian beliefs and Christian ideologies. Otherwise the shaitan will put it into your mind, as shaitan ya'idukum al-faqr wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Shaitan will warn you, you've got to do it like this, you've got to say Merry Christmas, na'udhu billah. You've got to have Christian buntings, you've got to have the Santa Claus, otherwise the customers will not come there. These are all whispers of the shaitan. Shaitan frightens you until and unless you don't do this, you won't make a profit, you won't earn your business in that. We need to safeguard. We need to protect ourselves. And we need to be very guarded on our iman, Islamic values and principles. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and hidayat to look after our iman, look after Islamic values and principles, and jealously guard our iman. Stay away from kufr and anything related to kufr and shirk. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.